coming up Thursday, we are going to have a special news series. Rick Antonio is going to present, make sure I got this right, from Pumps to Plugs.
Yes, that's correct. Okay. That's the title.
Got to have make sure I got the right order. Because that's the way the world is going.
That's the way it's going, and that's what we're going to take a look at. Some of it already happening, but what we can expect for those of us who weren't quite ready to make that jump yet. But, yeah, we'll take a look at what all the implications are in a special six-part series. There'll be three parts Thursday and three parts Friday.
We'll get those aired during the morning news when you're listening on WSTW. We generally have an airing and then a repeat, so in case someone misses some of the earlier mentions. I bring that up because, well, obviously we want listeners to listen, but I happened to see a blurb over the weekend and a couple of things concerning that. I did not know this. I think there was a Detroit Free Press because they were doing just a little, I think it was one of those questions things that somebody was answering about electric vehicles. And it says here that Michigan, as of June 2021, has over 10,000 registered electric vehicles.
That many already?
10,000, wow. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Again, I don't know.
Those are all electric, not hybrids.
Or no, it just electric. It says electric vehicles. I'm assuming it just, yeah. How that compares to the total number of vehicles on the road, I'm sure there's, you know, obviously a lot more than that, but 10,000 seemed like a pretty good number to me anyway.
Yeah.
Especially since, and this is one of the things I'll be looking forward to hearing from Rick's series, because I know there are some places right in this area, too, where you have chances to do charging. You know, probably not aware of it because I don't need it. You know,
But they're out there.
They're there.
You might be amazed at where they move. For example, there's one at the Planetarium in downtown Bay City, where you might guess something futuristic would be.
I would not have known that. I got to tell you, I would not have known that.
There are other locations around where they're already being put in some of the key areas, and also at some facilities. I mean, like Meyer on Wilder Road in Bay City, they've got two different types of chargers set up there, one for Tesla and the other one that the Meyer people have installed there. But I'd probably say there are probably close to a dozen chargers there.
I did not realize that. Look, it's probably like, you know, I didn't realize how many places you can get the, you know, my pickup is, you can take the, EV, the...
E85.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't realize how many available places and possibilities there to get that until now that I can get it. It's like, oh. Because I thought to myself when I first bought the truck, I'm like, well, you know, where do I get this?
Yeah.
And I was assured, don't worry.
You'll find it.
And it is. Okay. So it's nice. So,
right.
This article also mentioned, though, too, you talk about, I did not realize, and I guess this is the kind of stuff we're going to have to learn if we're going into the future about electric vehicles. And I'm sure those who are doing more research and more interest in it than I have an interest right now, but it's like, I know it's not in my future at this particular time. Yeah, it will be at some point, but I'm buying used vehicles, and I don't think the used market for electrical vehicles is out there yet.
No, I don't think so. Literally for that.
I don't find on the lot the used electric vehicle pickup so far.
No.
I go to my dealer saying, this is what I want. He hasn't yet shown me the...
No.
At some point, I'm sure it will be.
Yeah, a few years.
But I did not know there. Apparently, there are three levels of charging that you can enjoy.
Oh.
And one of those includes, and I think this is a question that's been asked before, and I didn't realize this, you can, if I'm reading this right, it says here, you can charge your vehicle. You don't get much on it, but just enough in your regular 110 outlet at home. You have to have a special hookup for it. But
you can use
the regular 110.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't realize that. I thought you had to have some kind of, you know, special. And they talk about here level two is where you have to have the special 240, you know, volts to make sure that you're getting the extra power and the better
good
charge.
Quick charge, yeah.
But, you know, I'm just I don't know.
Hey, I'm still waiting to hear, okay, so what's it cost you to operate an electric vehicle per mile versus a gasoline vehicle? And what do they charge for a charge?
And that's not referenced in this particular story, because it also talks about how you can also get fast charging, too, which I'm imagining it probably costs you a little bit more for the fast charge.
I would think so.
You know, so Just it's fascinating.
And I don't imagine you feed quarters into the machine. You must have to use smartphone or a credit card of some sort.
Yeah, probably
credit.
Put
one of those things in there just to make sure you get the splash of.
No,
fuel
there's
that
no
you
splash
need.
Of fuel.
wait a second.
The spark you need.
Does this mean I don't need to put a glove on in order to?
Yeah, then probably means you don't have to worry about smoking around it either.
Well, and it's funny you say that because it says here you don't have to turn your car off too.
Ah, okay.
Right, as you should.
So you can stay cool while you're charging. So using electricity while you're absorbing it.
So you can use your cell phone around it maybe too. All right.
Unlike some people who still don't understand that they should turn their vehicles off when they're fueling.
Right,
it still drives
right.
me crazy.
I know. Me too.
I don't know what to do about that. Just shake my head and hopefully I get away before the explosion.
Just stand a long ways away from them. Yeah.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's tough when they're sitting right next to me. You know, want to say something, but in this day and age, you know.
Well, right.
Sometimes
it's
just easier to keep the mouth shut.
Walk around to the other side of your vehicle and wait for the pump to shut off before you go back and finish up when they're sitting there with a running vehicle.
Well, I try to be responsible, though. I don't want to walk away just in case something happens. You know, they don't want you to venture into the store or sit back in your vehicle
you don't
or something
do that.
Like that. No, because, you know, just in case.
Right.
But anyway.
But, I mean, it is discussed, right? I mean, there are going to be charging
stations
everywhere.
And they talk about how, in the workplace, should people eventually return there, that might be the option that your workplace is going to be offering you so you can charge while you're at work.
Oh, would that be an employee benefit, I wonder?
There you go.
Just saying.
You think we got a great health care plan? Wait till you hear about an electrical vehicle charging plan. You can bring the whole family fleet if you want. Put you on the family plan. Things to discover, and perhaps you'll hear more. Again, Thursday and Friday, our special news series with Rick Antonio from Pumps to Plugs. You'll hear it during the morning news on WSGW.